iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to the iMoney Show right here on iGlobal Radio. My name's Tony Patty and today we are joined by Sam Abrika. Sam Abrika is the CEO and co-founder of NovaMoney.com and we're going to be learning all about Nova Money today. What's it all about and the background to it as well and what is it that Nova Money are doing in terms of financial planning for you and how they're using technology and some of the big financial mistakes that we make that we're going to be learning about today as well and all about your financial goals. Sam, after spending years in the investment banking industry, developed sophisticated models. Now, Sam realized that banks could provide similar intelligence to help people better manage their money. So he decided to create Nova Money AI to share all the financial wisdom he has learned and rebalance the forces between the consumerism engine and people. So what's the right thing to do with money you earn? How much should you spend, save or invest? Nova Money is an AI financial planner created to answer all of these hard questions. And to help, the app is also available on the App Store, Google Play, and has been elected product of the day on Product Hunt as well. We're very excited about this, and that's why we've invited Sam to come along and talk with us here on the iMoney Show. Sam, hello, and a very warm welcome to you. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, Tony. I'm very excited to be here.
Fantastic. So tell us a bit about yourself and your background. We're going to start talking about Nova Money in just in a moment, what you do and why you started Nova Money. But we want to know a little bit about your background briefly, first of all, and tell us about your life in the banking industry.
My background. So I graduated as an engineer. I was all about numbers, system, and making things on a logical level. But when I wanted to start my career, I was very interested in artificial intelligence. The only problem is back in 2011, it was not a trendy topic, and all companies stopped investing in artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't get the job I wanted. I tried to understand why, and the answer was, yeah, it's a financial crisis. Well, what's the financial crisis? Like, what's going on? Why is it affecting the entire world and the entire job market? So I became obsessed with understanding what's going on in finance, how the financial world is working. And well, as an engineer, I started working at IBM, doing all the analytics that the banks and the asset managers need to have to comply with the regulations and especially to measure their risk, because the 2008 financial crisis was a big hit. And then I realized that actually what triggered the huge financial crisis was a liquidity. After the collapse of Lehman Brothers, the trust in the financial system just disappeared and liquidity evaporated. So it was freezing the entire system. Banks were not lending anymore to companies. Companies stopped investing. Stopped investing means that they don't hire and they stop the innovation, and I couldn't get the job I wanted.
So you then decided to start Nova Money. And was that the motivation for you to start Nova Money?
So the motivation came a bit after spending years in the investment banking, and I learned everything I wanted. I could have access to the data, the models, the people. And I realized that actually banks use engineering for almost every decision they have. For almost every financial problem, there's an equation to that in a banking world. And everything is very well optimized because it kind of runs in a very rational and logical way, which is the complete opposite of what people do in their life. Most of their decisions are emotionally driven. And if you look at the way they invest, the way they spend, and the way they do with their money, there's actually a pattern of how banks and rich people use money to make money. And then there's a pattern of people who don't know how the system works actually don't realize the power of compounded return and the power of good habits in the long run. So I wanted to start Nova Money because all the technology that's going on in nowadays is just to make things easier, to remove frictions, and to bring instant gratification in every single aspect of our life. And the problem with that is we don't train anymore our brain to have the long-term gratification. Everything nowadays that is technology and consumer driven is just more pleasure in the instant. But the problem, if you do that in the long run, then you lose your financial freedom. And the reason I started Nova Money is I want people to build their financial freedom because I think it's more important now than ever.
We're talking to Sam Abrika, who's the CEO and co-founder of NovaMoney.com. And in a moment, we're going to be talking about financial planning and how Nova Money can help you.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Sam, you went into great detail about the product that you launched and the reasons behind it and your background and diverse background that you have. But in simple terms, when somebody talks to me or us about financial planning, we get confused and we understand that, oh, well, financial planning is not for me and perhaps it's for somebody else. Who is it really for and why should we be thinking about it?
Financial planning is for actually everybody who wants to be financially free. And in very simple terms, it's knowing what to do with the money you earn, how much you should spend, save, and invest. And the reason it's for everybody is because although there is no formal financial education in our system, and the only thing that we actually learn graduating from university is that we should build credit. So we all have the credit cards from our first day at university. And we believe that's what it means to be good with money. Yeah, build credit and you'll become a good consumer. Whereas actually, if we do that, we kind of forget what we really want in life. We want freedom. We want to buy a house. And we become only the byproduct of what everything else, everybody else is pushing us. Like, oh yeah, buy this advertising and all these short-term gratification purchases. So financial planning is here to help people think, what do they really want? Do I want to have a house? Do I want to have a car? And can I do it? And most of the time, people believe that they can't be homeowner. That's too hard. That's too expensive. It's too daunting. But actually, when you refocus and when you really go through your finances and your behaviors, there's often a way to do that. And the best feedback that I like from our users is when they tell me, "I never thought I could do it, but now I see that I have a future for that. I can become a homeowner in three years.
That's fantastic. So give us an example of how you'd go about that and setting somebody up on the financial ladder, as it were.
So the first thing that the Nova AI does, it aggregates all the bank accounts in one place, quite similar to Mint, if you know it. And it gives then a 360 picture of what are all your cash flows, money in, money out. And then what it does, it asks you, what do you want? Like, what's your long-term goal? Do you want to buy a house? Do you want to have a retire early? Do you want a car, a holiday? And then by putting all the goals, it kind of make people realize, okay, that's what actually I should be focusing on. Because we are kind of strange creatures. We want something in life, but we do all the opposite. And Nova can actually help people say, if this is what you want, then that's fine. Because given your income, you just need to reach this monthly saving rate, and you can save up to X, and you will achieve your goal in 10 years. Then most of the time, people say, "Oh wow, 10 years, so far away, it's not even worth it." So what we're doing is we have created a simulator. Say, okay, look, this is based on your current behaviors, but maybe you don't need to shop $500 per month, and maybe you don't need to go out that much. Let's just try to look what would your future look like by just tweaking a couple of your daily habits. And that's where the magic happens, because saving one extra hundred here and here and there on a monthly basis can have such a drastic impact on your future. And that's the magic of financial planning.
We're talking to Sam Abrika, who is the CEO and co-founder of NovaMoney.com. So we've been talking about financial planning and how we can go about it. And Sam has explained it in a very, very nice way and simplified it for us as well. As far as technology is concerned, it's something we're all afraid of at times. We'll talk about that in a moment.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
So, Sam, you talked about financial planning in a very nice, constructive way and giving us great insight into that and encouragement to save, as it were. As far as technology is concerned, we've come a long way over the years, haven't we? Is it really easier for people to save and invest money in this day and age? And if so, how?
So I do think that it's easier than ever to invest nowadays. There are a lot of apps, whether people like it or not, like Robinhood, Free Trade in the UK, that allows everybody to invest for free and very easily. Mm. And there's more and more financial education available also on the internet. However, the hard part is there's also a lot of noise. For people who don't know yet what they need to know, it's very hard to know what to follow, what to listen to, because a lot of the education and feedback on the internet is kind of contradictory. One influencer will tell you, yeah, you should stop your daily latte, look at the yearly impact, and if you compounded that over 10 years, somebody else will tell you, no, keep your daily latte. And well, the truth is everybody is different. And whether you earn 20K or 100K per year, of course, the answer will be different. Mm. The other thing about technology is all the technology and the social media and all the investment, they give all this great technology for everybody for free, and we spend our days on social media. But at the end of the day, all these huge tech company, they have all our data, and they know ourselves even better than us. And well, we all know what's their business model and how they make money. It's advertising. And where's the money comes from? It's from us. So we live in an era where it's very hard to resist advertising, because they use techniques and they hire all the best machine learning engineers, and they pay them a huge amount of money because their job is to crack how to make us spend, how to make us click with our data, knowing what we like.
Mm, interesting.
And that's why we see that more and more people are actually struggling to live within their mean and to save and to invest. And whereas there's a portion of people who are actually invested in their financial education, and they know, okay, I know there's a lot of temptation, but I still need to look at my financial future. And this is creating a polarization between, on one hand, the Gen Z and the millennials that have nothing, no savings. Like, for example, half of the country in the UK has less than £100 lifetime savings in the entire demographic. But those who do are actually getting richer and richer. So I think that technology is always seen as a kind of simplified way, is just social progress. It's actually a selective social progress. Some people are much better off. A lot of people are actually increasingly in debt and in financial distress.
Are you suggesting here, Sam, then, that we should be saving for a rainy day and putting a little bit of aside every week or every month in our lives just to make sure that our future is catered for investment-wise in a proper way?
Absolutely. That's financial freedom. If, for example, you need to rely on a credit card to go on your holiday and to buy a new jacket, it's not really your jacket. It comes from the money that the bank or anybody has lent you. And until you pay that to them, they still can knock on your door and just seize everything that you own. I think the fundamental principle of financial freedom is being able to do what you want in your life without depending financially on external sources.
Excellent advice. We're talking to Sam Abrika, who's the CEO and co-founder of NovaMoney.com. Making it easier for us to save and invest is what we've been talking about in the eye of technology. We're going to be talking about making our biggest financial mistakes in a moment in this very educational program today.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
So, Sam, we've been talking about savings and investment and saving for any day so that we can be financially free later on in our lives, whether it be 5, 10 years, 15 or 20 years or whatever. As far as financial mistakes are concerned, of the factors that you've already mentioned, what are the other biggest financial mistakes that we make and continue to make, and how can we fix those?
I think the most common financial mistake is many people don't know how much they're spending and how much they're saving per month. And let me explain. Initially, when we launched Nova, I had a lot of users telling me, hey, Nova is telling me that I have saved 200 this month. This must be a bug. And the reason is they have moved £300 on their saving account on that month. So they think that, yeah, I have saved 300. But actually, when you look at the numbers with the money in and the money out, they have spent more than what they earned. They didn't see it because they're using credit cards. And credit card is very tricky. So it's absolutely possible to move £200 on a saving account. But if you're accumulating plus £500 debt on a credit card, then you're not saving money. And it's quite alarming because I see a great popularity gain of all the robo-savers and the roundup transactions. And people like it because it's very simple and it doesn't force them to think of their finances. And it tells them, look, you have saved 10p, £1, etc. But actually, if you want to be in control of your finances, you need to understand your cash flows. What's the money in? What's the money out? Where does it go? And what you save is very simply the difference, money in minus money out. The fact that it's being moved from current account to saving account is just from left pocket to right pocket. And I think if people knew exactly how much they're saving, and if they realize that they may not save as much as they think they are, then it would be a trigger to reanalyze their behavior and what they're doing with their money.
Very interesting. There's something that occurred to me whilst you were explaining this great scenario to us. And there's a saying that if you look after the pennies, the pounds will look after themselves. In this case, exactly. That's really true, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Things add up quite quickly.
We are talking to the CEO and co-founder of Novamoney.com, Sam Abrika.
iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
Sam, what would you like to say to our listeners who want to pursue their financial goals? What advice do you have for them?
Think of what you really want in life. And also realize that we live in an environment where we have daily stimuli to buy stuff all over the place. I check my email every day, and the top two emails from Gmail are always ads. The Gmail know what, Google won't know what I want. And what matters in life, it's not that much of how much money you make, but how much you really have for yourself to build your financial freedom. How much are you able to save? And what we don't tell to people is financial freedom is built when you live below your means, and you use that excess between what you make and what you're spending to build your assets and your investment. It can be your house, it can be stock investments, it can be anything. And it might sound daunting and complicated, but actually the hardest is just to start.
Yeah.
So I would say to everybody who are kind of afraid of investing, just invest £1 per month or $1, anything. And why it matters, because the day you will earn more, then you will invest £2 or $2. And then three, etc. But if you don't, then what will happen is the day you will earn more, you only spend more, and you'll still be broke at the end of the month. So have these little daily habits, and you will see the way they compound is magic. It will compound and increase much faster than what you can imagine. So that's my takeaway.
That's such good advice.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
Sam Abrika, you are the CEO and co-founder of Novamoney.com. And if people want to get in touch with you and find out more about Novamoney and be very much a part of your organization to improve their financial status, how can people get in touch with you?
People can reach out to me on my Twitter, Sam Abrika, on LinkedIn. And actually, soon I will start my YouTube channel about financial freedom. And website, of course, Novamoney.com. In the team section, I will be there. You can even knock on my door. I have a virtual office. So if you have any question, don't hesitate. If I'm here, I will respond, and I'll be very happy to do so.
Please note, past performance is not a guarantee of future performance. All investments can fall as well as rise in value, and you can lose some or all of your money. Additionally, this podcast does not constitute an investment recommendation.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.